Sandra was a baby. Her mama moved around. Sometimes she stayed in Montego Bay, sometimes in Kingston Town. And Sandra, she got dragged along like a puppy on a string, with tangled hair and patches on her secondhand blue jeans. Sandra, she just waited when Mama tied one on. She never knew just where she went or how long she'd be gone. But she'd hold to something deep inside, and things were more than she could bear. She didn't know just what it was, she just knew that it was there. Sandra had a radio, she'd play it all night long. She'd sit there for hours, waiting for her favorite song. She'd feel the warm breeze blowing and pretend that she could fly like a big bird to the open sea, into the blue Jamaica sky. And she'd fly, she would fly into the blue Jamaica sky. She would fly. In a northern land, she'd change sheets and towels at the Hotel American. She'd pray for a girl with tangled hair and seal it with a tear, send it on up to Jesus, and then pray that he could hear. Grandma lived above the mission, our Savior of the cross. She'd sit there most mornings among the righteous and the lost. She'd light a candle for a daughter who didn't seem to care, then pray for all that she was worth, for a girl with tangled hair. Well, the Lord, he found the answer, and it came as quite a shock. She could hear the choir rehearsing when she found the card in her mailbox. It said, "Mom, it might be better for the kid to come up there. I know you'll treat her better than those bastards at welfare." And the choir sang, "Glory, hallelujah, since I laid this burden down, this burden down. This burden down." Well, Sandra still has a radio, but now she dresses in the latest style. The folks down at the mission, well, they treat her like an angel child. But sometimes when the breeze is blowing, she'll close her eyes and wonder why. God never made anything quite as fine as a blue Jamaica sky. And she'll fly, she will fly to the blue Jamaica sky. She will fly, she will fly, she will fly.